This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Yesterday was a weird one in Iowa, where presidential candidates are racing toward the January 3rd caucus. Republican Mike Huckabee called a press conference to unveil a last-minute ad attacking his chief rival, Mitt Romney. And then, when reporters got there, Huckabee announced that he had canceled the ad but was going to play it anyway for the reporters. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
First question was, Governor, isn't this hypocritical? You say you're taking the high road, that you're not going to go negative, but here you are playing this ad for all of us. Here's Huckabee's answer.
Well, by the same token, if I came and said we were going to run an ad, but we're not going to run an ad, you'd say, where's the ad? So I want to show you we were fully prepared. Frankly, you can call the television stations and find out that this was in their traffic. You can also find out that we pulled it this morning. And so, you know, if people want to be cynical about it, they can be cynical about it.
Pakistan's Election Commission says it appears impossible for elections there to go forward as scheduled on January 8th. The killing of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto Thursday sparked unrest throughout the country. 58 people were reported killed in the riots that followed the fatal attack on the Bhutto campaign rally in Rawalpindi. Today's announcement could lead to further protest, this time from opposition parties demanding the parliamentary balloting take place on time. The commission will make an official decision on Wednesday. A woman who took a shot at President Gerald Ford in 1975 is out of prison. Sarah Jane Moore served 30 years of a life sentence before being released Monday from a federal prison in California. Moore fired at Ford outside a San Francisco hotel. A disabled former Marine caught her in the act and shoved her arm. Her bullet flew over Ford's head by several feet. In recent years, Moore, now 77, has said she regrets trying to kill the president. Her assassination attempt came just 17 days after another by Charles Manson follower Lynette Squeaky Frome. And breaking, Times Square is a huge mess. Last night was the 100th anniversary of the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square, just blocks from the Bryant Park Studios. It's big fun for the revelers still weaving about on the sidewalks down there, but it's a mountain of trash for the rest of us. Cleanup crew member Bolivar told our own Ian Chillock just how long it would take to get the neighborhood spick and span.
At least 15 days.
15 days?
Yeah, because you know the confetti is with the wind blow. So now we can see a little clean, but maybe in 2 or 3 hours the confetti starts to come down again. So we have to stay cleaning and cleaning and cleaning.
That's NPR's Ian Chillog, and that's the news for now. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Ian was very brave. He literally went down there about an hour ago.
Intrepid.
Intrepid, Ian Chillog. Thanks, Laura.